now we will chant. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musāvādā vīramanī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrāmīrayā majjhāpamādathānā vīramanī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Okay, we will now chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapa ditena dipena tamadang sena tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambara yutena dupena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bhajana muttamang vanna ganda gunopetang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindas siripada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumenanena Punnena matena cha hotu mokhaṃ Pupaṃ milayati yata idaṃ me Kāyo tata yati vinasabhāvaṃ Ādivāsetu no bhante Pāniyaṃ parikāpitaṃ Anukampaṃ upādāya Patigang hatu mutamang. Turn to page 18, the last page. We will make the puja aspiration. We are understanding the significance of all this puja offering. When we say sadhu, means we rejoice with the generosity, the wholesomeness, and all the goodness of all those people who have the understanding to make this offering. Then all this offering has a lot of significance, Dhamma significance, and we will make use of this understanding to invoke the aspiration to help you realize whatever good and noble wishes that you look forward to realize. Okay, understanding the significance of offering of light, we shall make the following aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, which is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be strongly strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Give you pay respect, Triple Gem. Padang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you all can be seated. Okay, before we start our meditation, huh? Since we are still within the Chinese New Year period, I will wish you all a happy and peaceful, meaningful Gong Xi Fa Chai. Happy Chinese New Year, happy and prosperous Chinese New Year. Then may this New Year bring forth good Dhamma practices, good mind state, then have good heart. You must develop more and more of this virtue in you. Virtue are very important. Virtue is the source of peacefulness. When you have virtue, you are very peaceful. Then virtue is also the source of happiness. That's why when you keep your precept, you have virtue. When you follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid killing, avoid all evil, then do good, wholesomeness, develop wisdom, you have virtue, you have understanding, and this is a very important mind state. So virtue is also the source of true spiritual wealth. You will also develop a lot of spiritual wealth, that can enable you to progress along the path of Dhamma. That's why all of meditation training, the Buddha said, you must start with virtue, sila. So this year, sila should be emphasized, so that it forms a very strong base for you to develop wholesomeness. Then from there, everything will follow. Samadhi will follow. Because when you have sila, you have less problem. Your mind is more peaceful, more conducive to receive Dhamma. That's why it's a source of happiness, source of peacefulness, and source of spiritual wealth. And these are very conducive for the development of meditation. Then when you develop samadhi or meditation, your mind become different. Then it has the ability to insight into the phenomena world. The direct seeing will allow you to awaken to the characteristics of nature, the three universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state and non-self, or anicchang, dukkang and anattam. And through this, you will awaken. You can see things as they are. Then you will insight into this universal characteristic and your mind will liberate. That's why sila, samadhi, then you develop panya. This is what the Noble Eightfold Path is all about. This is what cultivation is all about. So I wish you all a happy, peaceful, prosperous and good new year with beautiful virtue so that you can progress along the path of Dhamma. Then may your good and noble wishes come true. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So this is a good way to start a new year. So now you can meditate. We off the light. There are two books that are in front of you. These are new books that just came out. The blue book, you have to go back and read through it. This one is very important. It will explain to you clearly what meditation is all about. The title is Important Meditation Instruction to Understand the Meditation as Taught by the Buddha. So that one is very useful to develop the meditation. Then there's another yellow book, which is based on a talk in Klang. But we only transcribe the Q&A, question and answer session, which was also very good. Mainly about meditation too. So these two books is very appropriate for New Year. Then you can bring it home, read through it, develop the understanding of it, then you will know how to meditate. Okay, now you can start your meditation. For those who already know how to meditate, you can start your meditation. For those who are new and maybe need some instruction, I will try to give some simple instruction. You don't have to remember anything. It's all in the transcript book and the notes. You only need to go back and refer to them or listen to the recording. So while you are here, you just maintain attentiveness. Relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. Then check your backbone. Make sure it's straight. You don't have to like purposely make it very straight. No need. Relax way. You make sure you are relaxed. That is more important. Then the posture is stable. Then you silence everything. Body and mind relax, silent. Then close your eyes. Maintain attention at the forehead. I will teach you a skillful means. We call it the mind sweeping method combined with loving kindness meditation to train your mind to decondition the heedless thinking. According to the Buddha, the reason why living beings' minds are not peaceful is because they have this mental hindrance that hinders their mind from becoming peaceful, from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. The five mental hindrances, they are all in the teaching. You can read through them later. It's all in the transcript and the text. The first two, essential desire and ill will, followed by sloth and torpor or lethargic mind, sleepy mind. The fourth one is the mind becomes restless, restlessness of mind, due to your worry, your problem, your fear, your anxiety and all this. So when you have problem, your mind is restless, not peaceful. Then when you don't understand, you have the last hindrance, which is called doubt. So these five mental hindrances, you need to actually take care of it through cultivating the opposite five spiritual faculty. That's why just now the puja is one of the most beautiful way to cultivate the spiritual faculty. This one was taught by Sakyamuni Buddha, passed down as tradition. for people to develop the spiritual faculty of sadha, faith, leading to the virya, the spiritual zeal, the necessity to walk this way, to learn his teaching. After knowing who the Buddha is, how wonderful and how special a being he is, and how special his teaching is all about. Then after that, you pay respect mindfully. You develop mindfulness in everything you do, puja offering. When you move around, you maintain mindfulness, awareness. Whatever you do within the moment, every action, every movement, you maintain awareness, sati. That's why there are one or two who started by doing the mindfulness bowing. So that bowing can also help you when you do it with understanding. You do it with faith. So sadha, virya, sati, these three spiritual faculty, when they are developed, they become very important mind state that can help you develop the meditation. When sati stabilizes, samadhi will come. When there is sati and samadhi, your mind can understand many things. Then wisdom will arise. The five spiritual faculty will fall into place. Then all the hindrance is gone. But the Buddha knew not everybody can have the spiritual faculty develop so fast. So initially, when your spiritual faculty are not there, the hindrance will come and disturb you. That's why most people who are new, they cannot meditate. So I will teach you a skillful means, the mind supreme method, followed by metta, to help you overcome the five mental hindrance, keep it at bay, so that you can maintain peacefulness of mind, the inner peace leading to the inner well-being and the clarity of mind, leading to the mindfulness to meditate. Okay, now relax body and mind. Make sure your body spinal cord is straight. Close your eye, then maintain attention at your forehead. Feel, don't think, just feel. Whatever tension, tightness or stress within your forehead, you can detect them. You just relax, relax, relax. Feel them soothingly, relax. Then you move to your eye muscle. Normally after a tired day, your eye is also quite tired. So you relax them all. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move your attention down to your facial muscle. Do the same. Feel, relax. Don't think, just feel, relax. Then in order to assist you further to relax, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile to yourself. When you can radiate this radiant smile, there is joy, there is happiness within your mind state. This joy will naturally relax your facial muscle. Then you can recite following what I recite, the loving kindness you radiate to yourself. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. You must feel the well-being and happiness within your entire body and mind. Each and every cells within your physical body and your mind state. Then you can repeat it one or two more times. May I, this body and mind of mine, feel it. Be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness. Then after that, you continue to radiate this metta. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May its mind state too be without enmity, without ill will or untrouble. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can radiate this same metta to your loved one. May all my loved ones, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will, and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. Then you can continue. May all beings within this vicinity of SS2, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and fellow Kayanamitas, may they all too be well, happy and peaceful always. Well, happy and peaceful always. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we expand this metta to all beings. May all beings throughout the entire Patalingjaya, Selangor State, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our solar system, our galaxy, or Milky Way, then extend to the entire universe. May all beings within the entire existence or universe, may they all to be well, happy and peaceful. Well, happy and peaceful. May their mind states to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May they all to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then return your attention back to your facial muscle. Feel relaxed. Don't think, just feel relaxed. Then you sweep your attention now to your neck. Feel relaxed. Shoulder, feel relaxed. Hand, feel relaxed. Back to shoulder. Then you move your attention now to your heart area or your chest area. This is a very important location within your body. This is where your heartbeat arises and passes away. This is where the seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force arises and passes away. So you just silence everything and feel. You can detect any vibration or your heartbeat. You just stay there. If you are still new, if you are not sensitive, if you cannot, then never mind. Just feel and relax. Just like you relax your forehead, you feel your heart area and relax every muscle within there. Then you move your attention down to your stomach. Feel, relax. Abdomen, feel, relax. Buttock, feel, relax. Leg, feel, relax. Then you can reverse the whole mind sweeping method. From the leg, feel, relax, buttock, feel, relax, then abdomen, feel, relax, then your stomach, feel, relax, then your heart area, silence everything and feel, relax. Then you move it up to your shoulder, hand, back to shoulder and neck, then relax everything. Then you feel your facial muscle one more time and feel it soothingly relax, relax and relax until your eye muscle, your forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you can train to stabilize this calmness within, this mindfulness within. This mind that is more quiet and more peaceful, you have to train it and stabilize it. I will teach you another useful technique or skillful means. The Buddha called it anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath. Just like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing in front of your nostril. Just feel, don't think, feel. Breathe in, breathe out normally, just feel. When you can detect your breathing, the mind and the breath move as one, like the Buddha said. Breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. Every time the mind wanders off, be patient. Maintain attention in front of your nostril. Then detect it again. Not long if you are patient. This anapanasati will develop. Then your mind will develop the inner peace, the inner calmness, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. When anapanasati starts to develop, when you are mindful without thought, your mind becomes very peaceful, very calm, collected. Then you will experience many forms of mind states that are very conducive. Starting with inner peace, leading to inner well-being, and you will experience a type of piti, which is a spiritual calmness or spiritual rupture, meditative peace that arises when the mind is peaceful, when there is only mindfulness without thought. As piti arises, you experience this spiritual bliss, spiritual calmness. You continue to relax into it and allow this anapanasati to develop. Not long, this piti will also transform and become sukha, more refined state. Sukha is spiritual bliss. You will experience a very blissful state within. Then you continue to relax and silent. The breathing, everything will slow down until it becomes very subtle. Then during that time, your mind will enter another state which we call pasati. Pasati is the silent mind, the tranquility and stillness of mind, the mind that is already peaceful, without thought, without movement, is pasati. And that one is your true mind. So you train your mind to develop this mind state. Then after that, you use it to meditate. Okay, I'll leave it here so that you all can continue the meditation. I will ring the bell after and about 10 to 15 minutes. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are now, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Yeah. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. Because this is the mind state that you need to train so that you can use it to meditate in the midst of life. The form of meditation is more to train your mind if your spiritual faculty are still not there. If your spiritual faculty are already there, then you use it to meditate in the form of meditation. But the real meditation is still daily mindfulness. When you go back to your daily life, daily activity, throughout the day, whatever you do, your action, your movement, your activity, everything that you come to contact with, whether through your senses, perception or what, you have to maintain mindfulness. The Buddha called it sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action or movement in the present moment. Starting with the four pusha, standing, aware, walking, aware, sitting, aware, lying down, aware. Then later on, when you are quite stable, you have to connect up all the movement of the four posture, the in-between movement. They are all explained in the yellow book that I have given out. So do read through them. Okay, now we will continue our second session of the puja. Turn to page 6. We will do the invocation of the devas. Then after that, we will together chant. Okay, I will read the translation. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and releases Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokadang Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Svanankalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Ittipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Jacharana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Hatta Deva Manusana Buddho Bhagavati Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi paseko opanaiko ปัจจตังเวดิตาโบวินโนหิทิสุปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจุปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญายาปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะติดังจัตตาริปุริสโยคานิอัตตปุริสปุกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยดาคิเนโยอัญจะลิกะระณิโยอนุตรังปุญญะเกตังโลกัสสติสาธุสาธุสาธุOkay, let's pay respect to Tripitaka. Bedang Pujemi. Damang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay.Relax your body and mind. Then maintain some point attention. Then we will continue with our second session. Second session is meditation reporting followed by Q&A, short one. Then after that, we will continue with our Diamond Sutta. Anybody want to report meditation or ask any question, you can. We can spend about 10 to 15 minutes. Anybody? Use the hero. Pass the mic to her.
Well, 我好像很久没讲话了。才刚过完年。其实这个是我第一次过年整个礼拜什么事都没有做。
Wow, very good. 傻的。
通常我会回台湾或者是出国出去玩。
Yeah, yeah.
只是我已经真的很久没有过年的时候是这么的满足。
哇，傻的 very good.
因为整个礼拜没事做。
Wow,
然后其实我的老公这边他也没什么亲戚朋友。
Oh, okay.
所以我真的是无聊一个礼拜。
哦，
可是我在无聊的时候，因为其实真的没有事做，所以我只好 meditation 或者是看我的书。
哇，那个，
所以我会说我过了非常
好的一个新年。哇，啥的，
对对对，
那个。
然后，怎么讲呢？其实在过年前、
yeah.
我也不知道为什么，反正 我会反省我自己。
啊、oh, very good. Reflect on yourself. Yeah.
其实我很奇怪，我一成年了，我常会、我也不知道为什么我也很高兴，我也不知道为什么我也很难过。
哦、OK
而且我有点
啊，
讲不出那种感觉
啊，
就好像现在我明明要讲我很快的
啊，不要紧，给他出来啊，very good。
我明明是要讲说我其实过得非常的 这个礼拜我非常的满足
啊，满足啊。
这就好像常我在上课的时候
啊，
我也不知道为什么，
嗯，慢慢你会知道，嗯，因为这个是 the transformation stage mind state， 你要经过的。
可是，
这是
一段
在那个my Mandarin is not good. I use English. It's part of the cultivation way. You have to go through this phase.
可是一整年太多次，尤其是有时候很莫名其妙，你会觉得你不知道在高兴什么。其实我要很诚实的说，我真的不知道我在高兴什么。
对，
因为
你知道为什么吗？ Because you use your thought.You try to relate with your thought.
对，如果
at the moment you cannot understand, you cannot relate because it's in the midst of that process. You are going through that phase, so you cannot explain yet, but you will go through.
可是当我想要所谓的 contemplate， 我觉得我就是用我的都在想，哎，这到底是怎么一回事？其实我真的不明白
啊。不用明白。
那我在过年前，其实我也不知道为什么，我下定决心，我今年我要好好精进，我要好好 stable 我的 mind。我 made 了一个非常大的愿望，非常一个大的抱负。我觉得我今年要正视我自己的 practice。
very good。
然后我就。因为我其实真的过年没有什么事做，所以我开始很静下心的看 Diamond Sutra， 然后我每天会去禅定那个。虽然禅定只是一个过程，可是我从禅定的当中我会去，因为我在禅定我还是会用我的斗，然后我会去发现，哎，这个在讲什么？我其实不明白，我就开始去找。然后当我记得有一天晚上 Brother Dew send 了一个 message 出来，金刚经的那四句，其实我那时候我那时候已经要睡觉，可是我就拿我的 handphone 出来看，我看到那四句，那时候我觉得我那种高兴是真的要满出来。
因为你 like there's a lot of joy because you can understand，
而且那个很加强我的信心。
对 ，the faith。
虽然我不知道我为什么要念《金刚经》，我真的不知道。那宝对就那句 message， 其实无形是在给我鼓励，然后
不用写 ，very good。你有什么 specific question 吗 ？specific question？
没有，其实是没有 question， 我只是
want to share all this
啊。然后我希望今年我会知道我到底在快乐什么，我到底在悲伤什么。
你会知道，你会知道，
因为
慢一点就会知道。
因为
very good， 啥的。
你讲不出那种不是，
对，
不是
目前讲不出的，目前讲不出的，
对。然后明明可能那是一件很倒霉的事，可是你却觉得非常的高兴。
Correct， 满足高兴啊 ，happy，
对，这个就好像我去年从尼泊尔回来，其实我也都没有讲什么，可是其实我在尼泊尔的时候有发生一些事情，然后可是那其实你。如果别人会觉得那是一件可能是倒霉的事
啊，
比方说，
对对，现在你不一样了的，没有这回事了。
可是我那时候，我却笑到我老公都觉得我头脑坏掉。
Very good, very good, Sadhu. That is a very good experience. Understanding.
那我现在真的不知道为什么，然后我也
不要去
不要
去知道，很好，
对对对，
很好。
然后。经过过年这个礼拜，我会体会得到，虽然我不是在 meditation， 可是我能够体会到那种 所谓二十四小时的 stable 的 mind 的
那种，sadhu
的那种
境界。
对对对，所以我会说我非常的满足。
Thank you so much, sadhu. Hey, let us rejoice, sadhu. Those who don't know Mandarin, be patient. I try my best.To explain. It's very good sharing. Beautiful. She's going through that phase. But this year, she's very determined. Then I was full of joy because she break through that right and ritual type of fear. She used to have that type of fear. When people tell her certain thing, the rites and ritual thing, or like fortune teller or whatever, just like you say, when he was in Nepal, something happened. Then according to most people, normal people, they say this is very bad luck one. In Mandarin, it's tao mei, very sui. But he just laughed at it. Then the husband thought something not right up there. No, because this is understanding.Like I explained that day at Wu Ping Ching Se, you don't have to wait for auspicious day. Understand? They say, wow, what day is very auspicious. You must go and bank money in that day. Then you receive money that day, you're very lucky. I tell you, forget about it. You don't take care of karma. Whatever auspicious day also can become haywire. But if you have Dhamma, every day is auspicious day. Every moment is auspicious day. That's why I forget about all these things. Because I tested it during the early day of my cultivation. I had been approached by many people who asked me questions about the number 13. Very unlucky. Or number 14 also unlucky. Yeah.Chinese Dawn 14, Sat Sei, Mu Sang. Then English, Kuai Lo, don't like 13 one. Then all these superstitions and all those things. Then you know what happened. My teacher said, I want to test it out because I know this is not true. But how can I test it out? Then the moment I say that, at that time my wife was conceiving, first baby. We went to the hospital. The bed, already 13. So I laughed. Then after that, I went down and get the birth certificate for my daughter. You know what was the number or not? No, not 14. 4453. Sei sei m sang. I saw the thing, I laughed. My daughter very healthy, nothing wrong.If you superstitious means what? You got fear. Ayo, so sweet, bit 13. Some more the birth certificate number at the end. Say, say, msang. Then your fear, if you have fear, start. Then it has power over you. Then you provide the base for negative karma to happen. Because you have fear. Fear is an evil root. And then things can happen. That's why you don't have fear. You have understanding.You trust your nature, your karmic nature, your spiritual nature, your Dhamma understanding. That's why I do not fear. Fear is the thought that don't understand fear. There is no one within to fear. Understand? That true nature is just beautiful. No need to fear. So that part I want to rejoice in.Explain first, otherwise I will forget. Then now we come back to the first part. He said, most of the year, Chinese New Year, she will either go back to Taiwan or travel abroad. Then they celebrate Chinese New Year. So this year, she said, very quiet year, very peaceful year, very contented year, very happy year. She stayed in Malaysia at home.Didn't go anywhere, and the husband also don't have much relative. So she make full use of the time to read Dhamma book and cultivate or meditate. Then he make one very strong and serious vow. he wants to vow to develop the stability of mindfulness. Then now she has this understanding of what constitutes 24-hour mindfulness. The mind can be developed in this way and trained in this way. And she determined this year to actually realize that, to establish that stability. And many Kayamita can do it, I tell you. In fact, at this moment I speak, already quite a number of Kayamita can do it. Most of them are very humble or low-lying. They don't want to say it out. But when they come and see me personally and talk to me, you will be very surprised. They have progressed a lot. Their mind state are now throughout the day, little or no thought. Mindfulness is constantly with them. Then many things happen in the meditation and all those things. Then they come and ask. Then I explain to them, which is very good. Like her case also, this is the phase she is going through. Then although she know that it was a very simple, quiet, peaceful New Year, where she has a lot of joy, a lot of contentment, then she read the Diamond Sutta. She liked to chant the Diamond Sutta. She said she didn't know why, but it's from her past. Where this Diamond Sutta, she was the one that requested it, beginning of the year. That's why a lot of things has to do with your past cultivation. Then every time he chant the thing or recite the thing, initially, like she cannot understand yet because she's trying to use the thought. Like she said, when she contemplates, she tries to use the thought because that is the only instrument she understands. But later on, you will come to understand, you know, because it is not really the thought. When the mind is calm, peaceful, when you are in a quiet environment, understand, like at home, nobody to disturb you, and that is the time to contemplate. Contemplate means you allow the Dhamma to flow out, understand? Then the inquiry will guide this, what they call creative mind, to develop the understanding. You just inquire, how can I understand this Dhamma from the Diamond Sutta? Or how can I understand what the Buddha meant when he proclaimed the First Noble Truth? First Noble Truth of suffering. Then the inquiry will bring forth the creative mind answer. Then this one will come out. You just inquire. Then this mind will go through whatever life experience that you have gone through. Then as it touch all this, suddenly the understanding will click. And then you have not understood before, and it suddenly come out. Or then you realize this is what the Buddha meant by the second turning. Because the first time when you listen, if you don't have your past cultivation, it's like a new subject in school. You find it very difficult to understand, especially physics, chemistry and all those things, where you need a technical mind. Then later on, as you put in effort and study, then that word becomes familiar. Then that word, as you reflect and contemplate, you understand the word clearer and clearer and clearer. Then later on, one day, when you read again and reflect on it again, then suddenly that word stand out, you know, because you can relate to other things already. Then you realize this is the meaning that the Buddha meant. Just like physics, the definition become clear. Then you link the equation, then you understand the principle behind. Then the equation has a lot of meaning. You don't have to memorize like before anymore. So contemplation is like that. When you are calm, peaceful, in a tranquil setting, means your mind is creative because it's not heedlessly lost in thought, worrying, thinking. No, it's peaceful. It just wants to understand. That's why you inquire. Then the inquiry will bring forth the understanding. Then from the creative nature, it will arise. Then sometimes it's like you are thinking, but actually it's not thinking. You just want to understand. So the inquiry is, why did the Buddha say that? How can I understand what he said? Then for me to understand, I have to understand this. Just like the First Noble Truth, final summary, the Buddha summarizes it. In short, all of suffering come from your sakkayadity, self-delusion, that condition you do grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind. So the first inquiry is, why did the Buddha say that? That this first noble truth is to be understood. Then the second inquiry is, how can I understand it? Answer not. Then he said birth is suffering. Why birth is suffering? Then you reflect, inquire, what is birth? Birth. Then you recall the process your wife go through. If you are a lady, easier. Oh, then you realize, yeah, there's a lot of suffering there. The labor and all those things. Then as people go through old age, confronting death, sickness and death, how suffering. Then you can reflect and contemplate those processes. Then it stand up. Then the final summary, you will come to know the Buddha emphasized on self-delusion. So you can inquire, what is self-delusion? Why did the Buddha say, a living being has self-delusion before enlightenment? Then why did he say, because of this self-delusion, they attach and cling and hold on to this five aggregate of form, I thinking that it's me, it's I, and this is like real to them. Then the next inquiry is, how can I understand this? If I want to understand this, I must first understand what is the five aggregate of form and mind. That's how my mind gets entangled. That's why you go step by step, deeper and deeper into it. So through inquiry, the contemplative wisdom will arise. Initially, there is some form of thought, but very little. It's just an inquiry. It's not a critical, constant thinking. Constant thinking, no use on. It's creative thinking, creative understanding. Let the thought flower. Let the creative mind flower and tell you what this thing is. Then you see the flow. Because as you inquire, you will recall those process. And then as you are mindfully recalling, then whatever that happened, then you can connect to the Dhamma that you inquire. That's why second turning is very important. Second turning is to reflect, contemplate, and inquire into the noble truth that the Buddha has proclaimed. So when you do that, what happens? You try to stabilize whatever you have heard, understand, no? Through contemplation, through reflection, and through inquiry. But as you contemplate, reflect, and inquire, you develop clearer understanding. Then you start to assimilate all this into your mind and stabilize it. So the second turning is to assimilate what you have heard before or studied before through reflection, contemplation, and inquiry to stabilize it, so that the next time you hear about it, you can relate to it very fast. You can understand it very fast. It's just like in school, when you attended those lectures before, you're familiar with the subject, then next time you go in and listen again, it's different because you can grasp it very fast. You have already reflected and contemplated. So that is the second turning, okay? Reflection and contemplation. Then the third turning is just mindfulness, silent. Don't try to know. Then the awakening will come by itself. The understanding will unfold by itself. So that one is different. The third turning is very powerful. It's always leading to enlightenment or awakening. So that is the third turning. Then the other part that she wants to share is, he said, for no reason, is it like before she came, when she was meditating, not doing anything, very happy, very contented inside. But the moment asked her to share, the mind like play trick on her, and she cannot understand. He said, one moment is inside there like a lot of happiness, a lot of joy, a lot of contentment. The next moment is a lot of sadness. The mind cannot understand what that sadness is about, what that joy is about, where he's trying to use the thought and the sadhana. This one is a manifestation from within. But the answer roughly You want to find out yourself or you want me to tell you now? Not easy. I try to give you a hint to let you understand. You see, the joy is the new understanding that you have developed when you are not involved in too many things. Like you say, this year, a quiet new year, peaceful new year, you can spend time meditating, reading the sutta, contemplating. That's why this understanding came. Then you say, the WhatsApp, when I send the Diamond Sutta, the four stanza, each year you wave far. Zu mong huan pao ying, zu lu yi lu tian. Then, what? Ying zuo ru si guan. So that one is very beautiful because he is Mandarin educated. And the Diamond Sutta put it so beautiful. He said, all of condition arising world, they have these universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, and non-self. So these are condition arising state, exhibiting these three universal characteristics. Actually, they are all your mind state, Sankhara. Then the second stanza say, all this phenomenal world that arise, or mind state that arise, they are like dream, illusion, bubble, and shadow. But in Mandarin, you read them together. Ru is light. Meng, huan, pao, ying. Meng is dream. Huan, xiang. Huan, illusion. Pao, bubble. Then ying, zi, shadow. So, how real is shadow? How real is that bubble? Then the illusion is created through magic, magician, the illusion. They are all not real, anasana. Then they are like dream. After you wake up from your dream, are those dream real? They are just mind state, anasana, not real. So there is no reality in life, in existence. That is ultimate Dhamma, anasana. Then the third stanza is, all this is like dew or flash of a lightning. So fast it just disappear. Like our thought, arise, pass away, arise, pass away. The present moment, which is the only reality in life, also same. Split second, pyok, is gone, like lightning, gone. Then there's no reality. Feeling come and go. Everything come and go so fast. But certain phenomena, like our physical body and the consciousness trapped inside the human being, this one lasts longer. Like the dew, you have to wait for the sunrise, the sunshine, then only it disappear. So it's like a dew. Then when the sunlight come out, it will evaporate and disappear. So all this she experienced, then she will understand. That's why there is so much joy, so much happiness. And then the sadness come from past life. Because she has been looking for this way for very long. 找不到, remember? Then cannot understand life. Initial year was still. She used to report last time a lot of suffering inside. Sometimes hate herself. Unhappy for no reason. Then she got this emotion. Burst of emotion and all those things. But now it's for the better. So much different because of the understanding. So later on you will come to understand. That's why just now I mentioned, as you go through this phase, don't try to know. But later on, as you stabilize, the daily mindfulness stabilize, as you really insight into phenomena and awaken, then your mind will transform again. You will go through another phase and you will understand things differently, the Dhamma. And then that time, no more of that pain and all those things, no more. Gone. Rooted out. At the moment, you were still calm. But don't worry, don't try to know, because that is the condition at the moment. Understand? Okay? We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we go into the Diamond Sutta. Oh, sorry, I promised you all the blue book. You want to go through the blue book or the Diamond Sutta? The blue book is about meditation. Maybe today we go through the blue book, huh? Turn to page 13, huh? The day I finish until page 12. There are some who haven't got the book, huh? Yeah. I got here. Nah. Page 1 to 12, and the introduction, you go back and read. Eh? Because I have already covered this under the Sunday class, Wu Ping Ching Se. So I don't want to repeat this. If you want to listen again, you go and on the recording. Because when you on the recording, you listen, the emphasis is there. You can understand much clearer. I realize when people who are quite new to Dhamma and don't know my style, they read this book, they got problem, they cannot understand. Last night, Mi Fong Sui An brought another uni mate to see me regarding a little bit of problem. Then I gave her that book, the seminar book, you remember? She saw the book, she said, "Hey, I got this book, is it? Mi Fong gave to me." And you know, the next thing he told me is what? "I cannot understand what you write." So clear, so simple, you know, the seminar paper. Huh? You cannot understand. No? We have never come to class. Not familiar with my style. And last time he used to be with us in the Buddhist Society in University Malaya. He said that time play one. Not serious one. He said, "Oh, like return to Cikgu already." Then also never go until so deep. Even for Noble Truth also cannot understand. Then when I talk about the Noble Eightfold Power, he said, "No killing, no stealing." I said, "That one is 5 precepts. "Ah, oh, sorry. I tell you, that's why you have not gone into it and stabilized the understanding. You will end up like that. From Buddhist Society, you know, together with us, you know, at that time. Then later I told her, I said, because last time you're not serious, that's why now you don't know how to solve your problem. I said, you should be like me for more serious. So a lot of this thing is their condition at that time. But for you all, with the faith and the understanding, and you're familiar with my style, you read through, you will understand. But if you read through already, you go and listen again, you will really go in. You will really go in. And this one is very good. Okay, now we continue. We backtrack a bit. Page 12, last two paragraphs. So heedfulness is what we need to cultivate. And to be heedful, you must have two aspects of mind as stated by the Buddha under his Dhammapada verse 23. The constantly meditative and the ever mindful, if you hold on to these two mind states steadfastly, you will definitely realize the bond-free Nibbana, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now. So this heedfulness I have already explained many times. To be heedful means to be ever mindful to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is Noble Eightfold Path. So you hold on to these two mind states, you will definitely become enlightened. So this is what I was trying to explain just now after the meditation. You come here to train your mind to be mindful, then later on stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then carry this mind state into your daily life. Whatever you do in life, maintain mindfulness, maintain heedfulness. And then you progress very fast. That's why you must have good religious routine. You must do your puja. You must develop the spiritual faculty, the faith, the sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya. And the aspiration will help you. All these puja offerings are very significant. Then when you come for this session, you develop the 10 meritorious action, 10 type of very good meritorious action. And they are very meritorious, a lot of wholesomeness. Yeah, when you pay respect, is one of the 10 meritorious action. Then when you rejoice, it's a meritorious action. And when you read it, loving kindness, metta, generosity, when you make offering, generosity, that is dana, which is meritorious action, then when you keep your precept, you renew your precept. That itself, keeping precept, is a meritorious action. Then you listen to Dhamma, meritorious action. Straighten your view, meritorious action. Then later on, we share merit with the devas. Transfer merits to the better one. These are all meritorious action. Then you help out in the Dhamma work. Help out in the organization of retreat, printing of Dhamma book, transcript, and arrange for whatever activity. Then even like Stephanie, Suyan, they all become treasurer, have look after Kayanamita Fund. Then do many, many of this activity that is beneficial to the community, to the sasana, and to yourself, and at the same time, help others. So all these are very wholesome, meritorious, and you will progress. Then you must know how to invoke power of merits to help you progress along the path of Dhamma and to help you overcome whatever life situation that you want to overcome. So all these are very beautiful. Okay, now we turn to page 13. So we are training our mind to develop these two aspects of mind states. That is the reason why all meditation is to come out with skillful means to help develop this training so that you are heedful. Then use this trained mind state to live life. This is what daily mindfulness is all about. That's why daily mindfulness is the real meditation. So to be heedful is to be ever mindful to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, because this meditation as taught by the Buddha is the fourth noble truth, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. According to Lord Buddha, if you cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. And that is what enlightenment is all about. When you are enlightened, your mind liberates and you don't have to suffer anymore. Your mind, which is liberated, is eternally free of suffering. When you are enlightened, you are no longer deluded. You will not suffer anymore. So to develop these two mind states, you have to start with mindfulness. That's why we train our mind to be mindful first. Then we stabilize it until it becomes ever mindful, accumulating into Upacara Samadhi. Upacara Samadhi is a very stable mind, but it is not in absorption or concentration as yet. That is, it is not in Apana Samadhi, but it is more stable than Kanika Samadhi. Kanika Samadhi is just moment-to-moment awareness, but Upacara Samadhi is still a free mind in continuous mindfulness or awareness, but not in a conditioned state or absorption or one-pointedness as yet. So when you understand this, then you will know or understand why we teach meditation this way. If you go through mindfulness way, you are very safe. Otherwise, you can get into a lot of energy field problem. Those who do energy field, thought-based meditation, jhana, samatha, and all those things. Then that day somebody brought me one card, he showed me. He said, the doctor went and learned this style of meditation. Energy field, divination, and all those things. I think involving many, many things. Chakra, and a lot of things. Sea light and all those things. So there are a lot of people teaching all this. And they had to pay, they had to pay, and it's not cheap. Even Reiki, to learn to become Reiki master, elementary level, the cost last time is 6,000 for one package session. The people are charging, and I don't know what they do. Oh, they're going to recite all those, don't know what they call the mantra, the one that gives their energy on it. Then they write those things there. Yes.
我有个问题哦，其实你常常提这件事情，可是我常常在想，每个人都希望自己学的是最正确、最 最适合自己的。可是因为在 condition 不同的情况之下，你可能只能接触到这个东西，所以你认为它是最 perfect 的，在那个当下，而且甚至可能是因为你的无知，你认为那个是最正确的。所以像这种情况，我只能说这是他的 karma， 应该这样就是该这样嘛。
Yeah, karma， 99.999% karma。
所以其实是因为他在无知的情况之下
deluded。Very good。For those who don't know Mandarin, I need to translate a bit. She has this very good sharing. According to Hui Rong, he said, I have mentioned this many times. You don't touch energy field. Don't go and do all those things. But she said, meditation is not up to you. Everyone is different. Different people got different affinity. They meet different people. So if they meet these people first, then they will learn this meditation. Then to them, they thought this is the highest, because everybody is looking for the highest and the best. So due to ignorant delusion, he said, very likely it's because of karma. I said, yes, 100% is karma. Actually, 99.99% means the 0.00% are the enlightened being. The rest are all puttajana deluded. So what happened was that person who gave me the card, the daughter go and get involved in one of these meditation, then get into big trouble. Then now I got to teach her how to, on behalf of the daughter, break all this and free and develop the understanding to resolve it amicably. You cannot fight it. You cannot do all this. And I told her, it's karma. You're in the past. If you do this type of meditation, you go and promote this type of meditation, then you got this tendency. Then when you come in future life, when there is condition, you will be dragged into it. Then you become part of it. Just like how you and you all went to the Tibetan one. It's quite similar. Because there is this tendency from the past. Then when you are doing all this, like you say, wuzi, ignorant, you don't know, you go and promote, you think it's good, then other people go and join. Then in the other case was worse, because certain life, when they are non-human, they have this tendency to go and disturb all these people who do energy field and cultivate samatha. Then when they make them miserable, because to them the mara is like playing with you, understand? Have fun, but you suffer like anything else, and the family also suffer like anything. Because the case become very, very problematic, very problematic, until they have to call the police and all those things, and send to hospital like all those. You will never want to end up that way. But this can happen. That's why I say if you are not involved in the reality, you have not witnessed it and seen it, you will not understand. I understand because when I was very young, in my hometown, there was one coffee shop owner. No? I think the boss, not really that old, 30 over to 40 years old at that time. I think he was in depression. No? Then don't know what he did. He break down. Then he started doing very violent thing. Scold everybody, throw thing at everybody. Then the house thing also, because last time the pre-war house, the shop lot got two floors, start to throw down everything, all the big thing, until the whole village people all looking. Nobody can control him. The family member all cannot. Then he went to the kitchen, take the knife. So they got to call the police. Then the police down, come, talk. Then a few of them finally disarmed him. Then put him in the, what they call ambulance. They got this type of clothes. You know, they stripe you and your hand go inside, like canvas like that, and then they pong chile. You cannot move. They send to mental hospital and all those things. So there are a lot of these cases. Then some are involved in medium and all those things. Some are energy field, some are depressed or whatever. But these are reality of life and existence. Depending on your karma, you have to face them, you have to face them. But if you don't know how to resolve them amicably, it can be very traumatic, I tell you. That's why life, like the Buddha said, the first noble truth was suffering. Prevalence of suffering. Suffering is everywhere. And I also told her, I said, you look around, you don't have Dhamma, that's why you end up like that. You have Dhamma, all those with Dhamma, they don't end up like that. Then like the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned, supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. And this one, every day you must reflect and contemplate, you know, the five daily contemplation, which is in your chanting book, the last one. Why did the Buddha ask you to do that? You think he japa wo tai chi zo, nothing to do. Japa xiong e. No, it's for your own good, so that you understand the importance of karma. Because if you are born of it, heir to it, conditioned, supported by it, and you are what you are because of it, every moment, every instant, you somehow don't want to take care of karma. I don't know what to do with you. If I were you, long time ago, 40 years ago, I already did serious about karma. I never allow it to cause any downfall to the karmic nature. Then only your life can be beautiful, meaningful, perfect. Then everything like go your way. You don't have to go through all those unnecessary suffering, misery, and all those things. So this is what the teaching is all about. Not difficult. But if you have faith, then if you are sincere, you persevere, you will awaken. You will reap the fruit. So this is something that is not difficult. Sadhu, thanks. Sadhu. Okay, move on. If you go through mindfulness way, you don't worry. So you won't get yourself into trouble. That's why we teach you mindfulness. Don't go and focus and concentrate. But if the concentration comes, the focusing comes, don't worry. Let it happen. Then release it out. Understand not? Don't be deluded by it. Don't go and get yourself attached and hooked to it. Even if the nimitta comes or what. Because sometimes different people from the past, different tendency, you have to start that way. During the Buddha's time, a lot of the monks also do jhana, concentration. Then when the Buddha came, only he reversed all this teaching. Even the two teachers that taught him also same do jhana. That's why he learned all those things. Then he realized it's not the way. He's still not free. That's why he went on his own. Then he decided to eat. Then he decided to take the middle path. Then finally he realized the enlightenment himself. Then he came to understand the real meditation. So this is very important. Okay, we go on. For those who already understood the awareness-based meditation cultivation, they will know that there are four important support for awareness-based meditation. Namely, aware. Relax. Actually, relax should be first. Relax, aware, 24-hour, and trust. So the order, you can put an arrow to swap it. Relax first, then only maintain awareness. Then 24-hour is to maintain the ever-mindful state of cultivation. Means constantly meditative, ever-mindful, 24-hour. Okay? Initially, you try to do it within your conscious moment or waking moment. Then later on, when you are already very good and expert, when you have stabilized your cultivation, then you can try the 24-hour, which is very beautiful. Like, you don't need to sleep one throughout the day. I remember that time I did it for 3 months. Oh, very beautiful. I can just lie down. Then I rest my body. Then my awareness will go in. You all reach the subconscious or unconscious, you knock off already. You don't know what happened. Then you only recall some dream. But my awareness go in. Until when the mind release, the subconscious release, like want to make dream or what, is aware of that thing. Then when whatever sense experience come, then it try to move. It cannot move because there is the awareness there. Then later on, even whatever movement inside there, very little, most of the time aware. Then whatever thought that arise, respond the memory, just single one, like that. Then you can be aware of it. Then all this subconscious, unconscious, and semi-conscious release. They just release out, release out, release out, release out, release out. You can see them all. Then I can remember, the moment I wake up, you call it wake up. Isn't it? Normally you wake up, you groggy, or you like, there is a part before you wake up. This one, that thought, continue until that moment, come out. Like my face, I have never slept. Fully aware of that. Then that time the hair also still no movement, still the same, no need to comb. Because very strange. It's like I didn't sleep. The whole awareness follow until that last thought that come out is the same. Then this one become conscious and come out. But the whole movement inside, fully aware. That's why I know 24 hours can be done. Well, I have done it for 3 months. And that was 1989. That's why this style of meditation, who can describe to you and do it to you or explain to you unless that being has the ability to do that. So this 24-hour meditation is possible. But initially, you don't have to do it. Then the last one is trust. Trust means no interference from the thought that nature do. Nobody inside there. No meditator. No nothing. No meditation. Nothing. No doing it at all. That nature just do by itself. Then it go through the gateway. Then it become pure energy. Then that pure energy will activate all the chakra and nadi on its own. Then it will open up all the internal on its own. It will do by itself. You just aware. Then the byproduct as gas or what come out, you will be aware. You can be aware of all those things. Then the whole thing is like automatic. It do. The nature do for you. If you interfere with the thought, means what? The thought is still deluded. Understand or not? We are not enlightened yet. Understand or not? So the deluded thought got greed. Understand? That's why the energy is not pure energy. Understand? That's why thought-based energy is all egoic. Cannot be pure. So that's why you use it to focus, to concentrate. It's all tempering. It's not real chakra opening. It's thought-based tempering. My last teacher say, you are tempering with all these things. You are not meditating. So you use your thought to temper. And this thought, before it's enlightened, it got the delusion. That's why it got yin-yang. That's why they got this yin-yang imbalance inside there. Sometimes very hot, sometimes very cold, and a lot of problem. Then because they touch and release this kundalini energy, the third eye energy, and all sorts of funny energy, then they see vision and light and all those things. Then all these non-human come. Because when you touch all this, they can see you. If you're thought-based, they can see you. You say, wow, got somebody to play with. Then if you are the one with the negative karma last time do to people, you kena kau-kau, you become the victim now. All these non-human come and do back to you. Like last time that lady, you remember? Went for the Goenka retreat and all things. Came down, came back, and she was actually sleeping. She thought she was dreaming. Then the non-human pull out one chunk of her hair from the head. And when she woke up, really, the whole chunk of hair, all with the blood, everything. She panicked like anything. After that, she did not meditate. He came to my Saturday class, Cempaka Lata, and he reported to me. After 3 sessions only, she come and report to me and tell me all the things. He said, yeah, brother, you say very truth. Cannot touch energy field. But last time he liked it because he become so peaceful, so calm, the energy come, the light come, he focus, concentrate, and do all the funny things. The first retreat he went through, the 10-day one, was beautiful. She said, the mind state, oh, very calm. Second time, kena. That's why psychic energy field, you have to be careful. Yeah? But you come as a byproduct, you experience it, no harm on. But you don't go and become deluded by it. Understand? You are inside, it will talk to you. He said, you are already what and what and what. You got this power, you got this ability. Then sometimes they even talk to you. You pass like what and all those things. Then sometimes inside there, like, you talk to the Buddha, you talk to Kuan Yin and all those things, and they say they come. All these are non-human manifestation inside there, but you cannot distinguish because they are all mind state. You still have delusion. But don't panic. This is just for information. If you all go the Dhamma way, none of this will happen to you. That's why you see our group don't have such problem on asana. In fact, all those energy field one after they come, they become different. They go and out daily mindfulness. Then they become beautiful. So all this, you will develop understanding on your own. Yeah? Okay, we go on. If you do thought-based meditation, chances are you can never apply the above 4 support. Because most thought-based meditation do a lot of focusing and concentration. And they do not know how to relax their body and mind. So the trouble with samatha meditation is, the moment they start, they already focus, concentrate, one-pointedness, understand. That's why they got the 5 jhanic factor. Vitaka, vichara. What is vitaka, vichara? They apply thought. They apply the thought there to the object of meditation. They focus. Then they sustain that thought. They keep it there. Then after that, they experience piti. Then sukha, then one-pointedness, ekagata, again they focus, then the energy build up. Then you push up and all this. So this is what they do. That's why they don't know how to relax. Because they will hold on to this energy field, absorption, concentration. Then they got no way to release all this energy field unless they know how to radiate metta, loving kindness and all those things. Then they know how to locate the gateway. Otherwise, they have to do energy field, psychic field, because otherwise they suffer inside there. When the energy build up, no outlet. What happened? No outlet. Like you, a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, hatred, frustration. You bottle up in your heart. What happened? One day it's going to explode. So all those who do energy field, when the energy build up, when they cannot release it, they get into trouble. That's why the yin-yang imbalance and all those things. Then they got no other choice. Use it for psychic. Otherwise, they cannot release the energy. Okay, I'll go on. As their thoughts are very busy doing the meditation, so how can they relax? The moment you relax, there is no thought because there is no more focusing with the thought. So that's why you can relax. You will not go into energy field. Whereas awareness-based meditation is different. It's just relaxing into every mind state that arises. The moment you relax without thought, you become aware. And the moment awareness is there, you only need to stabilize it and maintain it so that you can be ever mindful throughout the day in the midst of life. That's why technically it's 24-hour mindfulness and 24-hour cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path. Initially, of course, you can only do it within your waking moments. But later on, it can go into your subconscious and unconscious moments too. Hence, 24-hour meditation is possible. Then trust is the last support. Trust is no more interference from the thought. Just relax. Silent, like you are dead. This one very important, like you are dead. Always remember that. I remember during the early days when I meditate the lying down posture inside there. Sometimes for no reason, certain part he come and test you. It make you very itchy and all those things. Then sometimes certain phenomena, like the tinkling and all those things, like very itchy. It condition your mind to do something about you. Then what I did is, I supposed to be aware only. Means I'm like a dead person. So don't try to arouse my mental activity to condition me to do any physical thing. So I just let it do, endure and let it do. Wow, beautiful. When you can do that, when it loses power over his ability to condition you to do things, you realize that trust do by itself. No? Do by itself. That everything just happened. Then you are in such a relaxed state. That's why after that, I don't know. It seems everybody, those nurses or doctor or what, or whoever, that actually, there was one time, I think, this guy, the Tai Chi guy or Qigong guy, I forgot already. He do those Tui So one, movement on. Then he tried everybody, There are a few people, they all cannot know. He turn, they all gone. Then we are one of the Kayamita was there. I think I forgot his name already. He is a good friend of you. He said you try by Tio. I look at him. I said, why try me? I don't do Kung Fu. He said, never mind, brother, you go. Then that person looked at me. Then he said, come. Then he said, put up the hand. I put up my hand. Then whatever he do, I flow with him. I flow with him. Do until he cannot move me. Then he asked that Kalamita, who is he? He said, my Sifu teaching meditation. He's so soft. He said, he's so soft. He's so relaxed. Whatever I do, he just flow with me. He had never seen anybody can do that. He said. Then even the nurse or what, they touch. And my wife also says, your hand is more fine than lady hand. Then Min Jun also, he do acupuncture. Breath still very easy to go in on the needle. We are very relaxed. Yes, relaxed for so long. At one time, not enough muscle. No. Like baby hand. Then later on, after the angel, the doctor say, your muscle mass not enough. I go and do the weight. They say, now build back a bit muscle. Last time I played badminton, that time still okay. Then for the last 20 over to 30 years, I just relax. But funny, I relax and never put on weight one. That is the only thing. Most people, you relax, you eat, then after that you put on weight. Okay, we go on. Wow, so fast. Ayo. 10:10 already. I only finished one page. 13 to 14. Okay. We go on. So no more story, then we can go faster. So the trust part finished. You only need to maintain silent. Silent, like you are dead. And allow the nature to do. See? Without thought. Allow your nature to do. The nature will move on its own. You only need to maintain silent. That's why like a dead person. That's why the real meditation is just silent. The silent mind and aware. And your nature will awaken to it. You will understand. So this part is just for you to understand. Then, look, I point to the whiteboard at Thursday class. Huh? The word here is, don't try to know. Also apply to you. Also apply to Paramasuri and many other people. Don't try to know. When you meditate, don't try to know. That's why I keep on the whiteboard there, don't try to know. But after you come out of it, you can reflect and contemplate. Understand not? After the meditation, you can come out and reflect and contemplate. No problem. That one is different. That is when you are in the midst of doing it, even during your daily mindfulness, don't try to know. Because when you do, you just do. You have to silence. Who is trying to know? Who is trying to know? So your thought is actively trying to know. So forget about it. But sometimes when you are in a relaxed state, having this creative mind or condition to cultivate the second turning wisdom, this one you contemplate. That is to reflect and contemplate and inquire into the Dhamma. Then that one is not trying to know. Because you are developing the second turning wisdom. You inquire. You are not thinking. You inquire. Why did the Buddha say that? How can I understand? And how can I develop the progress? So all this, the answer will come from the creative nature. That one is to inquire to develop the understanding through a creative mind state or creative nature. The important thing about mindfulness or awareness cultivation is you have to understand this. Remember, mark this down. The moment you are aware, you are without thought. Understand not? Or the moment you are without thought, you are already aware. Because mindfulness is the silent mind before the knowing, before the aggregate of mind arise, before your labeling, perception, concept and idea of what that thing is. So when you are just silent aware, you are already mindful. The other way to understand this is, the moment you are silent without thought, you are already aware. This is the most beautiful. So don't try to be aware. Understand? Maintain silent. The moment you are silent without thought, you already aware. Why want to try to be aware? The thought keep on coming out and try to be aware. Then the thought say, to be aware, I must know. The moment you know, the thought come out. Understand? Who know? The thought know. That's why you cannot do mindfulness that way. That is thought-based meditation. You are dead, straight away dead. You create thought without you knowing that thought has arisen. The moment thought is active, there is no mindfulness. You are already lost in thought, heedless. So the key understanding is the mind has to be silent. But most of you cannot be silent because the mental hindrances are there. I explained just now. That's why you have to cultivate the opposite five spiritual faculty. The moment you have faith, the mind becomes very composed and calm. Then this spiritual zeal, virya, will drive you to cultivate. And the moment you have sati and mindfulness developed, you are already aware without thought. This is how awareness-based meditation comes about. This is how the silent mind in heedfulness comes about. Then we train it. We are stabilizing it until it becomes paucity. Paucity is the tranquility or stillness of mind. The silent mind, the meditative mind, the mind that is in sati or mindfulness. This is the mind that can insight into phenomena to awaken. So in cultivating awareness, don't try to be aware. Don't try to be mindful. Who is trying to be aware and mindful? Who? The thought is trying to be aware. When thought is active, there is no more mindfulness. That's all. Mindfulness is the awareness before the knowing, before the perception. That's why all those thought-based meditation, their mind cannot be silent. They cannot develop the true meditation because they are too busy meditating. Using what? Using thought. Trying to note here, note there, do this, do that. After you have understood all this, you will come to understand that the basic instruction for meditation are indeed very simple. If your mind, if your mental hindrance are still there because you are new and you haven't developed the spiritual faculty, then develop the skillful means to decondition your heedless thinking. You do it through what? Huh? How to decondition your heedless thinking? Huh? If your mental hindrance are still there. How? Huh? Mind sweeping method. It's all written there. The mind sweeping method. And I will give you the instruction to develop it now. So just now I have given you all the instruction, mind sweeping method. After you have done it, you can then stabilize that quiet mind, which is only aware via any object of meditation that you are familiar with. You can just anchor your mind to whatever object of meditation to stabilize the awareness. The Buddha recommended anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath. This one I have given you the instruction just now. But you can use whatever technique, method or skillful means like object of meditation that you are familiar with to do it. You don't have to stick to what we tell you to do or the Buddha's recommendation. Whatever skillful means that can make you peaceful, aware and silent within, you can use it. Then after anapanasati, your mind will go into a transformation process. First, it develops mindfulness of the in and out breath. The key point is to relax into every mind state that arises. When you continue to relax into it, the breathing will become more subtle and refined, accumulating into long breath. When you are aware without thought, the mind state of piti will arise. Piti is a type of spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, spiritual peace that makes you feel very good. When you are without thought, you are very peaceful and very calm. For most living beings, peace is very difficult to come by, especially those who are restless and have a lot of problems in life. If they can have a moment of peace, they are willing to pay for it. That's why in Japan and some of those advanced countries, you can go into that state of peace. We are paying for it. I don't know what they call it. You go in and listen to different types of music, an auto-suggestion machine that makes you very calm and very peaceful. This one is like silver mind control. They play the auto-suggestion. They ask you to relax, silent, close your eyes. They imagine you are in a very tranquil mountain area with very beautiful breeze, good weather and all those things, stillness. Then your mind state now, feel it will go into what alpha, beta, theta, and they take you all inside there. First time, of course, very good, like good food. First time eat, but after a few time, doesn't work. So the auto suggestion one is to actually make you interested in that meditation. Then you know what happened? They charge you. Every time you go, you pay. In Japan also, half an hour, 50 minutes, don't know how much they pay. But they feel good at the start because the work pressure, the stress, you must go in and de-stress. That's why some people go ulut, go spa, and do all those type of things. Yes? They don't know how to meditate. If you know how to meditate, you go back to office, relax, silent, you come out more fresh. Okay. But if you understand, the Buddha Dhamma, the Buddhist teaching, is free of charge. And you can do it anytime. You don't have to go there during lunchtime. And you don't have to wait for lunch break to go there. All this needs understanding. And meditation will become very simple when you understand. So with this understanding, I will teach you how to meditate. Okay, we stop here. Any question? At least I cover 4 pages. That Thursday class, I hope I can finish the rest. Any question or not? We still got 9 minutes. Do you have any question or any sharing? Anybody want to share anything?
Japan.
What's her name? Michelle. Oh, Michelle. You came before that? No, first time. Oh, okay. So you are most welcome. Make yourself at home. There is no formality. You can come anytime, go anytime. No need to inform me also. You just go. You got any question? You meditate before?
No.
Wow, very good. I like clean slate. Because people with clean slate understand very fast. They are like sponge. When they are interested, wow, that sponge really absorbs everything in. Because no mix up with other things, no conditioning. So this type of clean slate, if they have faith, they move very fast. Because they listen, then they understand, they have faith, then they will try, then they will do. I realize people with very simple mind learn very fast. The one with complicated mind on two intellect, want to compare here, compare there, don't know true or not, brother, still not even monk talk like that. Book also never write one. How can I trust him? Or you think like that, then too bad. Because you judge people based on what? Outward appearances. You must see the one with PhD here, doctorate here, all those things, all the big title. Then you say you have faith. Then you listen. Then you go and do what they teach you. Then you end up, I don't know, you meet the right one, you are still okay. But sometimes you meet the right one, you do the wrong one. You know what is do the wrong one or not? Yeah, you interpret him wrongly and go and do funny thing. I thought he said that. Then you end up doing all those things. Because if they do with their own understanding, they will explain to you only based on their own understanding. They cannot explain the full picture to you, understand or not? Then you think he do one is right and very interesting, and you try. But I can tell you, you ask 100 person to do the same method and technique, 100 people do it all differently. You understand it differently, you interpret his word differently, and the person who do also different. You will mess up. It's just like in a class, when student attend the class, the teacher teach. The teacher is the same there. But how come all different understanding, all the kids? The same teacher teaching. That's why I used to tell a lot of these people who came and see me with problem. They blame their mother, their parent, for not sending them to good school, international school, and all those things. You say, otherwise, I don't have to end up like that. I would have mixed with the Sunway, all the rich men's children, all the, then I will have a good degree and all those things. Then some even, there was one case, pitiful. He blamed the mother. Well, my mother not pretty, that's why I not pretty. That was okay. So, different people, different minds, they all think in a very weird way. That's why humanity is like that. So when you have understanding, you will not be subject to all this. Understand not? So this is part and parcel of life. So a lot of things, we need Dhamma to develop the clear understanding so that we are not deluded. Otherwise, you can be really deluded. So Dhamma is very important. Okay, any question? No question? Oh, very good. All understood. Just now I was trying to share something with you. I forgot already. What was it? Never mind. Let it be. When the condition arises, then it will arise again. We got only 5 minutes left. Yeah, 5 minutes left. Any question? Or anybody want to share anything? Hui Rong, yes. Yeah. Oh, that one is afterwards. Afterwards, you let her ask first. Let her ask first. He wants to announce the house done.
没有人讲，就我讲。
啊，好啊，你讲啊。
我刚刚不是有提到我去年十二月我有去了一趟尼泊尔，因为我跟我的老公都非常喜欢爬山。
呀呀。
然后甚至我们去之前，我还听到他在打电话跟他的朋友说，我在爬山的时候就是我在 meditation， 我就
哇沙度哇。
然后我心里还在想说。Meditation， 你好像没有 meditation 过。你说你爬山的时候在美，我那时候我就心里在笑他。可是哦，我以前都不明白我为什么那么沉迷在爬山。可是我这次我其实有去观察我自己的。
Yeah.
欸，我觉得爬山真的是在 meditation。
Should I? You don't want it not?
因为你没有任何的动，你就是这样子，然后你跟大自然结合在一起。
对。
所以你在那个当下
you know why it can be like that or not? 你爬山要用力啊，爬到 the first thing, the first support arrives, tired. You are very tired, correct? When you are very tired, what happened? Relax, huh? Understand, huh? Then, no thought.Because you are too tired to think also. Then you become aware. Then you are one with nature, like you say, 跟大自然一体. That's why your husband is very wise.
那时候你已经忘记你在走路。
Correct.
对。
There is no sense of the self, the atta. It's just the body doing all these things. 那时候
呢?
Because when you are very tired, because when I was young, you remember not?My consciousness came out because I play until totally no more strength. Then the consciousness is like I'm dead now. Then the consciousness do what it want to do. Then I become so calm, so peaceful. Then the awareness is there. Then I saw my craving force diminish. You haven't passed until craving force also gone. Then after that, the consciousness will come out. So all these are possible. Yeah.
那我觉得为什么我会这样说？因为其实我这次去爬蛮多天，是多天。
嗯。
然后那个过程，在我最后那一天，我刚刚不是说我有、我发生了一些，比方说我在一座500多年的 monastery 前面、我竟然掉进去一个沼泽里面。
What is a 沼泽？
沼泽就是
啊。哦、oh, ，Zombie Land 哦、oh. ，
而且那时候是零下二十几度哦，
哇 ，-24 degrees，
然后，可是我被我的同伴救起来的时候，我好高兴，
哇撒的，
然后，我的老公以为因为很冷，而且我整个我的整身都是泥土，我根本不能，
啊、yeah, yeah.
可是因为。那个monastery就在我的面前，我早就决定我一定要去。我说不管啦，我还是要去，我就是继续，因为它是一个在一个蛮高的山壁，我必须还要继续爬。然后爬上去，我老公就在那个门口，他就把裤子脱下来，他穿两件裤子嘛，给我一件，然后那时候我就笑得更高兴。
哦，
然后你会觉得，然后我就问，而可是我当我跌进去的时候，我老公刚好整个跌倒那个姿势就好像我想大家都在电视上看过那个西藏的人在做
prostration
的那个样子。我会认为说因为他看到我那样子，他赶快，所以他。他就在那个monastery前面，他就这样子。然后我当我们到路口的时候，我就问他，我们两个是做了什么事情？在那个monastery前面，一个是跌倒，一个是这样子。不过我很高兴就是了，在那个当下，是你会觉得反正也没有怎么样，然后我还是继续到我要的 到的地方，我已经到达目
的
地了。所以，
destination，
所以，而且那时候有点盲目，因为我急着要赶快上去， yeah。 其实我是走错路。
哦、oh, ，OK 。
可是我是在不知情，我在不知道我是走错路，所以我、
oh, okay。
当我的同伴救我起来，问我：“哎、欸，为什么那边有一条路你不走，你却走这个路？”我那时候好像，对呀、啊，啊，我为什么那一条路不走，我却走这条路？我是在很无名的情况之下。
对对。
那我总而言之，我很高兴，就是，然后虽然我老公也跌跤，我自己，可是完全没有任何的那个低的想法
，aversion， unhappiness，
对，虽然零下二十几度，非常冷，而且你会觉得啊
，very good， very good，
怎么那么奇怪？那边明明有一条路你不走，你却走那条路，
对，
是那个当下你也不管，反正我到达目的，我已经，我那时候是啊，非常高兴的，
哇，好的，好的 ，very good。
那所以后来回来，其实那时候没有任何想法，可是回来。我就跟我的老公说，我们都要很 sincere，
yeah，
因为
要 sincere，
你不知道你到底是发生什么事情，
嗯，
因为当你无名来的时候，你就是这样走过去
了，对对对。
那我很高兴，我还是
，yeah yeah， very good， very good， very good， Shani。
这个是，让大家。怎么讲？其实我之前我就很想讲，因为我会觉得
yeah, this can help many people。
他虽然只是一个跌倒，可是对我来讲
，Yeah, it's a good lesson。
对
，good lesson。
对，嗯
，because you know what? That showed to her the danger of heedlessness. So when you are heedless, you are actually lost in thought. You are not clear with your mind. There's no clarity. Like she said, she wants to go up the monastery there.There's a road there that lead direct, but somehow she went the other side and fell into the swampy ground, and the weather was minus 20 over degrees at that time. But also could be due to the test, sometimes the test, because there is condition to test. So that's why the nature will actually arise the condition for you to go there. Then 你会跌下去 but 跌下去 you realize.You are so different. Last time you say, "Ah, your wife 倒霉到这样，所以 no more already." Yes, happen lah. That is somehow 很高兴 happy. Then just, especially when the colleague rescue her from that thing, or pull her out from that thing, so you will become very different. That's why after you cultivate, I remember during the early day I tried before.Many things happen. No? Sometimes for no reason, the leg will bang against something. No? And for normal person, it's very painful already. One. Like very kaulat one. No? But very funny, the moment it hit, can smile, can laugh. But that thing, normal people, I complain like anything. But cannot. The sensation is the sensation, but you know...Kena already, means kena already. Complain for what? No use on. Then the understanding is there. Then just laugh. That's why you learn. You have to be mindful. You have to be aware. You cannot take for granted. Especially when you grow old. Don't think you are still in your... You can jump over the drain and all those things. I tell you. One time only, bone also gone. fracture. landed in hospital. So don't try to be a hero. So...Your mind is much slower than that. Your mind will always think you can do it on. But when you land yourself in the hospital, then you regret like shit, is it? That time you say, you must admit that you are already not like before. So this is very useful. Your husband also like to climb mountain. Very good.And she overheard the husband tell another friend over the phone, when I climb mountain, I am in a meditative state. Whoa, she got a shock. Really, meditative state, just like I explained already. That's why when you go for this type of fast brisk walking. Last time I used to walk with my this teacher, Ajayantra. And he know. He know. Because I walk with a lot of joy, a lot of virya, a lot of sadha. Then not tired one. Then your mindfulness is there. Because the faith is there. And when you walk with them, your faith is there. That's why spiritual tree, those who have faith in me, they walk. Then when they see me, they got a lot of joy. Then I know. Then I will acknowledge them. Then that type of mind state is very different. Then when you are near my nature, you actually unknowingly you draw all those things. When you are mindful, heedful, and silent, then when you have faith, you draw more. Then the nature there also very beautiful. That's why all the great beings, they have their nature. They are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. That's why you must have faith. You must relax, silent. Then you will draw. You will draw without you knowing it. That's how I progress. I recall those moments, those years, that 3-4 years when I was cultivating, non-stop throughout. And somehow condition arise, no? My teacher came, my guide came, I go and visit them, I travel. That's 3-4 years. Total was 6 years, but the 3-4 years, I travel, I meet up with all these people. Then that time, every moment is cultivation throughout the day, even in my working life. That time I was working as an engineer, then I got 2 children. Everything fall into place, very strange. We better stop. Okay. Wow. 10 minutes past. Pastor Stephanie. You make the announcement first. Push it out.
Hello. Good evening, y'all. This Sunday, my house, Dana. Hopefully, all of you. May I know who is coming?
They will reply through the WhatsApp. Through the WhatsApp. They will reply through the WhatsApp, Stephanie, don't worry.
And also the but do you want to make payment?
Those who have not paid out the Cameron Highland retreat fee, you can pay to either Brother Sui An or Stephanie, since Stephanie is here.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transform merits, then we will end. Share your merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share this merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share this merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transform merits to departed one. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya tayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we will invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo asatu kalena sasa sampati hito cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Okay, now you make your aspiration. Punya kamina mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.